Hello and good morning. Happy Monday. This is Teletoons with Megan Chloe. You're listening to WIUX B-Side Radio.
This morning is our Scooby-Doo episode, and our first song is What's New Scooby-Doo by Simple Plan. What's New Scooby-Doo by Simple Plan. If you were just tuning in, we're Teletoons with Megan Chloe. Today is our Scooby-Doo episode, if you couldn't tell by the first song. There are a lot of different Scooby-Doo shows and movies, a lot of different media. Today, I'm going to be talking a lot about Mr. Incorporated. That was the show that I watched growing up. I believe it was on Cartoon Network or maybe Nickelodeon, but basically, Mr. Incorporated Scooby-Doo talks about the gang, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy, Scooby, and Fred living in a small town called Crystal Cove, solving mysteries. It has a lot more plot than the original Scooby-Doo.
The original being more like Twilight Zone vibes, where each episode was just a different scare.
A different bad guy that they had to track down. It was very campy, like very, yes, like on the nose.
Yeah.
And each villain at the end would be revealed to just be someone in the town with a mask just causing mischief. They wouldn't actually be a monster. Versus in Mr. Incorporated, there's a lot of actual monsters.
Ooh, I did not know that. Well, this next song is by Rockwell, and you probably got a little bit of a spoiler because I accidentally let it play over, but it is Somebody's Watching Me.
Thank you.
Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell. That song to me just kind of gives the vibe of the show of like they're constantly on the lookout for the bad guy who's like watching them. They're constantly just like trying to solve the mystery. It's mm-hmm. kind of creepy, kind of spooky.
I agree. That's a good one. I thought that one was a Michael Jackson song. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. I think... I don't know. Like, I'm like, wait, yeah, I thought that too.
I don't know why. Maybe I thought like he just sounded like Michael Jackson.
I think he does
or
sound like Michael Jackson.
But, yeah, that's probably my ish.
That's
but,
so real.
Yeah, so out of the characters of Scooby-Doo, the main five, yes. Who do you think you are?
I think that I am Velma.
Okay.
I think that you were Daphne. I think we're Daphne and Velma. Like, I think that's the vibe.
That's so sweet because I've always been compared to Shaggy.
That's so... No, I think Shaggy is my favorite. Like
Shaggy's my favorite because I feel like I am Shaggy. But people always compare me to him because like I kind of have like messier hair, more like wild. When I do my hair, it looks better. But like when I have my natural hair, like when I just let my... like for a long, long time, I had really short hair and really curly hair. And I would wear this green top and brown pants. And people were like, you know who you look like? And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I had no idea that was actually
Shaggy.
Who I was cosplaying as. But, yeah.
That's so funny. That's beautiful. You know, I see it a little bit, but, like, I do think you're more Daphne. You're very it girl, girly girl, lovely girl.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, I'm also, like... Oh, we were told to not eat gum or anything on the show. I have a cough drop.
She has a cough drop. She's sick. It's important.
I'm not sick. I just have a sore throat. So that's all it is. But yeah. So sorry if you can hear me tossing that around.
Speaking of Daphne being a lover girl, this next song is kind of a different vibe change. But I think it really like just encapsulates who she is.
I'd also like to add that if Brandon... I'm not going to drop the last name, but if Brandon is listening out there, you're going to love this one.
So true. This is Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae. My boy's a winner. He loves the game. My lips reflect off his cross gold chain. I like the way he's telling me. My ass looks good in these ripped blue jeans. Cheeks are red like cherries in the spring. But he's a work of art you'd die to see. Untouched XO. was Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae. I think a lot of people might like trash on that song just because they might not like know that Addison Rae is good. People think she might just be an influencer, but
yeah, they just don't get it.
I genuinely think that song is really good. I think that she's kind of it girl right now. She's giving brat. But
yeah, she was at, was she not at the Brat concert?
She was, yeah. She
that's sweat tour.
She was on the sweat tour. I don't know.
Is it still, like, is she still going or is it just, it was just the one time
I
thought.
It was just the one time she came on for that one song that she's in.
That she just, like, screams. Oh, so good.
So we're still kind of on Daphne right now. This next song was Megan's pick, kind of her Daphne song.
I picked Love Fool by The Cardigans just because it gives, like, I don't know. It just gives, like, oh, she's so cute. She's so girly. She's just very it girl. All right, so this is Love Fool by The Cardigans.
Love Fool by The Cardigans. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Teletoons with Megan Clough on WRUX B-Side Internet Radio.
We were curious because there's so many different versions of Scooby-Doo that are just out there. And we did a little research. Chloe, drop those numbers for us.
So there are over 40 Scooby-Doo movies, including live action. There's, off the top of my head, I believe there's 3 live action movies. And then there are 14 Scooby-Doo TV shows in total, and there's a new one also that is going to come out called Go-Go Mystery Machine,
which is on Cartoon Network,
Which, I haven't heard of that at all.
Okay. It looks like they had like multiple on Cartoon Network. I was like, okay, is that new? But no. The movies, I know we're a TV show series right here. Not series. We're a TV show.
Radio.
Yeah, radio. But the movies, some of the movies are so good. The first two.
I really
the ones
like them.
With the live action that we were discussing previously.
Yes.
Let's drop the cast names. What was the guy?
Well,
Shaggy.
So Matthew Lillard plays Shaggy, and he also plays Shaggy in Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, which I love. Like, he just is so Shaggy.
And then Linda Cardellini?
Yeah, that's
Freddie Prinze Jr. Okay, yeah. I was like, I know his name. Freddie Prinze Jr. And then Sarah Michelle Gellar. Yeah.
She's in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes. She's in Cruel Intentions, which is a good movie, but that's not a TV show. So
she's in a lot of different things. She's in like the new Teen Wolf series. Like
I didn't know that. And Freddie Prinze Jr. is in. Wasn't he like one of the contenders for Ken and Barbie? Or am I crazy? Or was that just a fan casting?
Probably a fan casting. Okay, I feel like I see that just because he very much gives Ken.
He does.
Have you seen the interview, like the famous like interview?
Yes! I know what you're talking about. Like, where Sarah Michelle Gellar is like, oh my gosh, like Scooby-Doo, it's breaking like gender norms. It's bursting out of its bubble. Like we're being innovative and we're changing the game. And then Freddie Prinze Jr. is like,
it's a talking dog, you know what I mean?
It's awesome.
It's so funny. He just goes, it's a talking dog.
It's absolutely like vile that they put those two right next to each other because she's so into it, and he's just like, well,
she's so intelligent,
tell it how it is,
spoken, and he is so just gives man respect.
So, oh my gosh, well, this next song just kind of gives the whole vibe of Scooby-Doo. It's by a band called Ghost, and the song is one of their new songs that they just dropped with their movie release, and it is called The Future Is a Foreign Land.
I know it feels remote, but picture it somehow in your head. It's 1984, and knocking on your door, it's a brown shirt Stasi card. Boom, you're gone. Words at hand, the future.
nature is a foreign land, so let us pray for more in 2024.
That was The Future is a Foreign Land by Ghost. Pretty great song. Pretty similar vibes to Scooby-Doo, I feel. It's just a little spooky. A little here and there.
It was eerie, but like I really loved that song. I need to listen to more Ghost.
It's a good one. They're great.
My favorite episode of Mystery Incorporated, well, there's two episodes that the like famous fictional band, the Hex Girls, are in, which are basically, they're this kind of like gothic pop band that is themed around being witches, and their whole thing is that they have their whole song, which is like, I'm gonna cast a spell on you.
Ooh, hocus pocus.
Very creepy, very alternative. I loved them. When I had red streaks in my hair, people would always be like, you look like a hex girl, and I'd
ooh,
be like, stop.
Highest of compliments.
So yeah, they're my fave. I could not find like a good recording of like the actual Hex Girl song, so I decided to pick a band that I think is kind of the real life Hex Girls, which is the band Kitty, K-I-T-T-I-E. They're a little more like heavy, a little nu metal, so this is Charlotte by Kitty.
Where I want you.
was Charlotte by Kitty. Sorry if that was a little...
And there got me. It's like, oh, hello.
A little heavier than we're used to playing.
That's okay.
On her. Yeah, back to talking about the movie a little bit. Like, do you remember the movies, like, watching them? Like,
yes, I remember. I don't know if I really watched them that much as, like, a kid, but I definitely watched them when I got older. Not, like, over 15, but maybe, like,
yeah,
12 to 14 is when I first watched them, which yeah. I had watched the Scooby-Doo, like, TV show, like, the first one, because we had a DVD of it for something, like, a DVD of, like, the TV show.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I put it in, wanted to watch it. I was, like, just trying to, you know, see what life was like back then.
Yeah.
And I got so scared just by the TV show. Like, it scared me. And I know that they're, like, not real monsters and stuff, but it scared the crap out of me. But then when I watched the movies, those scared the crap out of me.
No, yeah, those are creepy with, like, just, like, all the... I don't know if... There's probably, like, a mix of, like, CGI and, like...
Yeah. But also, like, watching it now, because I've watched it within the past few years at least, and watching it back is like, wait, the CGI is really not that great.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so I had watched the newer ones, and I got really scared by the... It was Monster Island was the first one I watched.
That one is creepy.
That one scared the absolute bonkers out of me.
Don't they, like, switch bodies?
Yes, that's why it scared me.
Like, Velma and Shaggy and, like, mm-hmm. Fred.
Oh, and then Velma has her, like, the, like, leather suit that she wears.
I remember
it's, like,
that.
Iconic.
She, like, yeah. has a little makeover, and she, like, walks down the... Also, Linda Cardellini is amazing. I love her so much.
Me too. I love everything that she's in. She's in Gravity Falls, which we did an episode of.
She's in Gravity Falls. Oh, my gosh, I love her. She's also in Freaks and Geeks, my personal
favorite. Yes, we talked about that. She's also in a few episodes of New Girl, which are the worst episodes of New Girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How sad.
Not because of her. It's just, like, the writing of the episode is, like... It's bland. Mm. She's the only exciting part of, like, the episodes, and so it's like, well, I'm not really rooting for anything, but...
That makes sense.
Not to talk about other TV shows. But let's stay back on topic with this one. The next song is Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17. Just like the wild winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
Thank you.
Edge of 17, classic Stevie Nicks. She was on SNL this week. I was just telling Chloe. She was on was this past weekend? No, it wasn't. It was the weekend before. I love Stevie Nicks. She's awesome. But
I love her too. Love Fleetwood Mac. We always gotta play
Stevie Nicks always has to be in our show,
no,
apparently. Whether it be in Fleetwood Mac or on her own. But just a reminder, you guys are listening to Teletoons with Megan Chloe, WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. Make sure to check out our Instagram if you like what we are doing. And if you have show suggestions, song suggestions, DM us, comment, like, share.
Yeah, next week is our Halloween episode. We're going to be doing a bunch of different shows. So if you have a show that you would like to see us mention during our Halloween episode, feel free to give us a DM. We also post our playlists after each show, so feel free to check that out if you like what you're hearing. This next song is kind of another just vibe song. I feel like we're picking a lot of just like spooky songs. I don't know. This kind of just gives me like kind of like running from like a bad guy, kind of just like
I picked a song for that as well.
Kind of, I don't know, just kind of like the mystery eeriness of it all. This is Time of the Season by The Zombies.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know.
That was Time of a Season by The Zombies. I knew there was a reason I picked that song, and it actually came out in 1968. That might have been like a remastered version, but it came out around the same time that the original Scooby-Doo show came out. So yeah, very like late 60s vibes.
This next song I think is also kind of like a running from a monster song. It's also my best friend Gabby's favorite song. Maybe not her favorite song, but she showed it to me and she really likes it. So this is I believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness. That was I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness. I just love that song. It's kind of fun. Gabby loves that song. I was just doing my impression of Gabby singing it while it was playing. But yeah, so that's a good song. This next song I picked because they do a crossover episode with Supernatural. And it's like, I had watched like the behind the scenes or something where like the Supernatural boys are like in a voice studio because they're recording to be in an episode of Scooby-Doo. And it's really crazy because Scooby-Doo, I feel like, is for kids. But I don't know. Supernatural is like not really like adult, but like more like young adult.
More mature, like yeah, teenagers. Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. Here's Carry On My Wayward Son.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
We'll be right back.
That was Carry On, Wayward Son by, was it Kansas?
Kansas, yes. Great song, great show, Supernatural. Speaking of shows, you guys are listening to Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. Next week is our Halloween extravaganza. We're nearing the spooky season this week, so we thought let's do something to get everyone in the spooky mood. Next week, though, you can follow our Instagram, DM us, text one of us if you know us, or send it to your friend who knows us. We're not handing out our number, but...
My number is... Sorry.
But send us TV shows, like spooky shows that you'd like us to do songs of, and we'll compile a list, compile a playlist, and next week is the extravaganza!
This next song is inspired by our fave, our boy...
Shaggy
is a little bit of, how do you say, a gardener? That's kind of the vibe that he gets. He and Scooby are always eating a lot of food.
Big sandwiches. Abnormally large sandwiches.
In the movie, in like the island one, he makes a friend. Her name is Mary Jane.
Oh.
And he's like, that is my favorite name ever. You're so beautiful.
Yeah, he's a goof.
So I picked this song inspired by Shaggy. This is Santeria by Sublime. By Sublime.
That does give Shaggy. That gives very Shaggy vibes.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of like hippie, kind of chill vibes. We are nearing the end of our show. Really sad. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in. This is our last song. You are listening to Teletoons on B-Side Internet Radio. with Megan Clough. Can't forget that with Megan Clough. This last song is by one of, like, I don't know, I really love this band, The Talking Heads. This just really is, I feel like, encapsulates the vibe of the show.
I agree.
It's another, like, running from a bad guy. I was thinking
the same thing.
I feel like this is actually more of a running from a bad guy song than the first one that I picked.
That's fair. I was thinking the same thing. Like, this is very much like they're doing their journey. They're running.
They're on a mission. This is Psycho Killer by The Talking Heads.
I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa
Fa 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 fa.